Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Vachim, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. This is an important Perik. Every Perik is an important Perik. But this is something you would say every single day for the rest of your life by davening. You say Kurbanis in the morning. So it finishes with Ezel Makayma. And that's because the Gemara in Masech des Kiddushin tells us that every day a person should learn Chumish and Mishnayis and Gemara. In case Chas Hashalom, a person doesn't have a chance to learn. So at least he says the Karbanis. Because Chazal wanted to make sure we learn Mishnayis every day, so every day we say this Perik, Ezel Makayma. Why did they pick this Perik? We've learned many Perakim over here, until now in Shisha Sidri Mishnah, in Mayid, in Nezikin, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we hope to learn many Perakim in the future. So why did Chazal pick this Perik to say it every day? There are three reasons. One is it discusses all of the Karbanis. Two, it's the only Perik in the Mishnah where there's no Machloikis. And three, they bring over here that the Lashon of this Perik comes mamish straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, the whole Torah Shebal Peh comes straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not that the Tanoim were Masadar it, but the words come straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you open up a Mishnah Brura to Simen Nun, Chelek Aleph, and you look in the Ber Hativ over there, he says, Ezel Makayman Shehi Mishnah Brura L'Moshe Misinai. And he also brings over there that in Perik Ezel Makayman there are 344 words. And when you read it, that's plus one. You connect to the 344 words. You become 345. And 345 is Gematria Moshe Mem Shin Hei. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shlach HaKadosh. When you say Ezel Makayman, or for that matter by Mehmadlikin or Pita Maktaires, Yasa Kol Nigun de Mishnayis. Should be the same Nigun that you're learning Mishnayis with. Ah, so we see from here when we learn on Mishnayis, it should be with somewhat of a Nigun. Racheshik. Either way, let's begin our Perik, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Ezel Makayman Shazavachim. What are the places for the Avodais where the different types of karbanis are brought? Zok de Mishnah, Kachay Kadashim, Kachay Kadashim would be karban oilais, karban chatois, and karban ashamais. There really is one more that the Batnur doesn't bring, and that's the Shalmei Tzibur. That was brought once a year on Shavuos, together with the Shdei Alechem. That's also Kachay Kadashim. Shechitas on Batzafain, they are shechted in the north of the Azara. Like the Pasik says, Veshachadoisi al Yerech HaMezbeach Tzafoina. That says beferish by a carbon oila. By the carbon chattas. In the yashem, it says wherever you shecht the oila, you should shecht the chattas and the asha. In addition to the shechita, the Batanura explains, the Kabbalah's hadam, the blood is to be caught in a kli shoreis, also in the north of the Azara. Vaitra says the Mishnah, par v'soreh shel yom ha-kippurim, the bull and the goat, that are brought on Yom Kippur as a carbon chattas, Shechitas on Batzafat may have to be shechted in the north of the Azara. And here it says, Befedish v'kibul damon, also the Kabbalah of the blood, receiving the blood in the Klisharis, also has to be Batzafat, in the north of the Azara. How come it doesn't say so Befedish in regard to the regular Kodshei Kodeshim? That the Batanur discusses why. But Lamaisu, both in regard to the regular Kachay Kadashim, Oiles Chatoes HaShamais, and the Shalmei Tzibur, as well as the Par and Sarev Yom Kippur, you have to shecht it b'tzafayin and be mekabel the dam b'tzafayin. Vayter says the Mishnah, referring to the Par v'Sarel Shal Yom HaKippurim, v'daman toin, their blood requires hazah, sprinkling, al bein habadim, between the poles of the Orin, in the Kachay Kadashim, V'yala Pereiches, and on the Pereiches. And of course it was only on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would come and carrying the blood of the Par in a special Klisharis, and he stood between the poles of the Arayin and flicked some of the blood toward the Kapiris. The Kapiris is the cover of the Arayin. And I'm sure you remember how he did it. Achas. Achas v'yachas. Don't worry, I won't sing the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But it had to be once in an upward motion and seven times in a downward motion. The blood didn't have to touch the kapiris. It landed on the floor. And when he was finished with the par, He went into the chatzur, shechted the sawyer, took that blood back into the Kodesh HaKedoshim, and once again, with the blood of the sawyer, he stood between the poles of the Aron and flicked some of the blood toward the kapiros, the cover of the Aron, once in an upward motion and seven times in a downward motion. Now, after doing this, the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKedoshim, took the bull's blood again, and sprinkled it toward the Pereiches, the curtain that's between the Kodesh HaKedoshim and the Heichel. Right, if you're coming inside, first is the courtyard, you come into the Heichel, from there into the Kodesh HaKedoshim. Now here too, standing in front of the Pereiches, how does he spritz the blood? Once in an upward motion and seven times in a downward motion. Did the same with the Dam HaSoyer. And after spritzing it toward the Pereiches, the Kohen Gadol mixed the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat into one bowl. And where would he put this dam, the mixture? On the four corners of the inside Mizbeach. First on the four corners, and then sprinkled it seven times onto the top of the Mizbeach. So again, the Dam Anton Hazoya al Bein Abadim, that means in between the poles of the Arayn, the Ala Pereiches, he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim and spritzes it toward the Pereiches, the Al Mizbeach Hazav, and then on the Mizbeach Hazav, like we explained. Sok the Mishnah Matana Achas Men Miyakavas. If even one of these Matanes of Dam, placings of Dam, was not done, Miyakavas, it's Ma'akev, it holds back the Kapara. Shiyari Adam, the leftover Dam, what's left in the Klisharis, after you put all the Dam where it was supposed to, HaYeshoyfech, that he would pour, Al Yesoid Marovi Shomazbech Achitza, onto the western part of the base of the outer Mizbech. Now, at the southwest corner of the base, there were two holes, one to the west of the corner and one to the south. The leftover blood of these karbanos was poured into the western part of the base, and it flowed into that hole that was to the west. Where did these holes lead to? Into a channel of water that flowed through the chotzer. It started near the Mizbeach. It ran on the Deroyme side to the Shar Hamayim, the water gate, and from there to Nachal Kidron. And there it fertilized the fields, and how that wasn't a problem with Me'ilah as discussed by the Gemara. In regard to the leftover dam, however, we say, Im Loi Nosan, if he didn't pour this leftover dam to the Yesoid, Loi Ikev, that is not Mi'akev the Kapara, the carbon would still be kosher. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishneh Torahs, Kachi Kaddishim Ashechted on the Tzafen side of the Azara, as well as the Par Visarya Shoyom Kippurim, they're Shechted on the Tzafen side of the Azara. In both cases, it's not just the Shechita, but the Kabbalah's Dam has to be on the Tzafen side of the Azara, north side of the Azara. In regard to the Par and the Sor of Yom Kippur, the Kohen goes into the Kodshei Kodashim, kind of flicks the blood, Achas L'mayla V'sheva L'mata, between the poles of the Arayn, then he walks out, walks into the Azara, shechts the goat, takes the Klisharis with the blood back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and repeats what he did. After he finishes the whole procedure, with both the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sari, mixes it together and then places it according to instructions on the Mizbeach Hazav. One missing Matnas Dam is Ma'akev the whole Kapara. The leftover Dam is poured on the Yesoid Marovi Shel Mizbeach HaChitzon, as explained. At the southwestern corner of the base, there were two, like, holes that were drains, and the leftover blood was poured into one of those holes. But over here, in regard to the Shiyari Adam, if he didn't do it, that is not Ma'akev, the Kapara.